The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. The Parts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant. The Foundation. It is a beautiful day. Grateful to be here. It's raining today in the city of Nassau. I see that we get a lot of thunderstorm warnings, and I'm hoping that they turn into a significant downpour and really dampen the ground out here. So I'm grateful. I know that my grass is grateful. I see that my dog Shirley is outside, and she is extremely grateful. I'm being able to enjoy that and enjoy the fact that this dehydration that exists in these particular spaces is now being kind of soaked up with all this water. So I'm hoping that you guys are good out there, hoping that you're good and being able to get your things taken care of. Now, this may not necessarily be the greatest for you. If your tires are bald and you don't have your insurance, I want you to go down and check my guys out over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They get everything for you, not just insurance packages for your vehicle, but other great packages you can ask for. You give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They'd be more than happy to take care of you in that kind of a space. And we've been talking about these things. Make sure you go check out Da Vinci Printing Innovators. I told you about them. Go down there and check them out, guys. They are located right on the side of Bank of the Bahamas in the Village Roads Plaza. Yeah, the Village Road Plaza right there. As you're going towards Fox Hill on Bernard Road right there on the left-hand side or on the northern side, you could be able to get them printed. They have everything for you, right? So I want you to be able to go check out Da Vinci Printing Innovators. They got everything laid out, as I said. Because, you know, we talked about this kind of an idea of just being able to confine yourself to this. Do they do printing? I need some BGCSE papers print. I need this letter print. I need this thing print. I need these. No, don't just confine yourself to the traditional concepts and realize that you got some scrap things that you've been keeping for a while. Some persons would have passed on with great poems or, you know, something memorable to touch the entire family that you wanted to kind of amplify. You can go down there and they could be able to do that for you, kind of capture that and put it on the wall for you and put it in space where everyone can be able to see it as they walk through the home. So go check out Da Vinci Printing Innovators. They're down there and they get everything laid out for you today. All right, guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper today. Oh my God. I'm excited about this, excited to have this kind of a conversation with you. You know, I just get excited to talk politics all the time. And as we're getting closer and closer to that time of our political season, right, that cycle that exists in these particular spaces, I'm always excited to have these kind of conversations. In these things, right? During these particular times. I think Garth is going to be joining me in a minute so we could dive deeper into these conversations. I'd love that to get the pushback in a different perspective. I'm going to open up the line so you guys can be able to talk. But some good stuff is here, man. Some very, very good stuff. And I want to be able to continue to have this kind of a good conversation with you. Ingram, Former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram says that the FNM should not assume that it will win the next election. What a sick. And I tell you that. You always make me upset, you know. I just want to be honest with you. I said to you that the FNM is not out of the woods. Don't just find yourself in this position believing that based upon the cycle, the cyclical nature of what existed prior, that you would be. I told you if that was the case, then Kimberly Smith was not going to win West End. He was not going to win West End. No, because the strength of West End had just passed. And even if you say there was a sympathy vote, those people don't think sympathy, they think party. But the sentiment had shifted. Now, Garth said to me that the sentiments coming out of Grand Bahama indicating that they're feeling a shift, they're feeling some things happen, and it could say that they're going to be able to move the constituencies and possibly being able to find some more seats, pick up some seats in Grand Bahama. I don't know about all that. But I know that there is at least a conversation, that says, you know, maybe we should consider Brave again. Well, he ain't that bad, eh? He ain't that bad. Well, name some things he do that bad. This is the kind of conversations that's happening. And as we look at this and we identify these particular things, we realize that the political landscape has shifted significantly in this country. People are now looking for the strength of leadership. And I'd like to know whether or not they're contrasting and looking at the strength of a Brave Davis versus a Michael C. Pintard. And asking themselves internally whether or not Michael Pintard has the strength and the wherewithal to be able to move this party and change this country. Or can we allow this incremental dripping of a change, because that's what it is. It's almost like the faucet dripping. This kind of a dripping change to be able to transform and eventually rather transform our country with this new day administration. We cannot say that it's nothing's happening. I can't say that. I got some information yesterday and negating the fact that this administration has done something well with the purchase of, Let me fix it. They said Howard's negating the economic growth in this country based upon the 3.4% growth that we, Michael Alkides actually spoke to yesterday. You and I had no conversation about the GDP numbers. We had no conversation about that. The brunt and the weight of my conversation was on Grand Bahama more specifically, right? And being able to look at Grand Bahama and make that kind of a determination as to whether or not they are prepared with due diligence and so forth and so on to step into this space for growth and development, right? That's what we talked about. I did not speak about the 3.4% GDP numbers. I didn't speak about that. Because, I don't know why, but, you know, I was inclined to talk about that and talk about the due diligence thereof. But we're going to talk about these things today, and I'm grateful to be here in this kind of a space to talk about these things, to chop it down, to identify these things and identify what's happening. But I just want to say, I told you so. I told you so. I tell you, this is not no, I'm not a prophet of no sort. But I said to you, just looking at the landscape, the FNM is not on the woods. I said, I tell you what. And I said to FNMs, you just get mad when the people tell you, listen, Bala, you ain't out the woods yet. Don't believe you're around here jumping up and down in the streets and being able to find out how my song and sound when I become an MP and so forth and so on. You like that? That is the tradition, the rhythm, the accoutrements. That is the superficiality of the service that we render in these particular constituencies. You're more concerned with the accessories of service rather than the core values that needs to be able to transform those constituencies. That's what you got to get in there and do. That's what you got to get into. And we're not talking about constituencies that you and I already didn't know weak based upon the PLP representative that's sitting in that particular space right now. We ain't talking about that. We're talking about realizing and understanding that there are some... Okay, let's talk about Tall Pines. Let's talk about Tall Pines. Let's use Tall Pines. Whoever's the FNM rep for Tall Pines, you need not concern yourself too heavy, but no bunch of song and all these things. Dr. Darvel coming to get that again. You need to get in the constituency, touch those people down there, identify those the ailments, left this sort of a lull in service, and see how you can be able to pick that up and render that service. Show up yourself every day in those constituencies, touch those people, get going now before Leslie Melodem come starting to walk the constituency again to fortify the position with Dr. Darvel has already had. Because you can't beat him with no song. You can't beat him with no song. If you're trying to be able to figure out what kind of good song I could get for Nassau Village, you're going to need more than a song to beat the young man. If you're trying to figure out the song that you can be able to get in Seabreeze, you're going to need more than a song. I'm only saying these things to you. We've identified some strengths. We understand the backing that certain members of parliament have in various constituencies. Ain't no song going to wipe out Joe Beth Colby by herself. You need to get in people's face. You need to identify those things. And just like how Shannon Dawn Cartwright came out yesterday and indicated that we'd find $10 million to get 25 fire trucks and a plane. That's $400,000 each, which is crazy. But nonetheless, we can get that. And we can put it together and we're going to be able to come. That is what you need to do. Go out there, solicit ideas, make a determination, come back, create a strategy, a plan, put those things together and execute accordingly. You're sitting down here trying to see who's the best dancer. Yes, Pia could dance. Go talk to me. I can't get away, man. Pia could dance in the middle of the road, right? Pia could dance. And she could find herself in that kind of a position where she's moving forward and making some things happen. But if you're out here trying to be able to get in golden eyes, you can need more than a song and to figure out whether or not you could beat her dancing. Let's be able to be decent in these kind of an area, all right? Guys, I'm in here in the studio. Just walked in on my good friend, Garth Roseborough, being able to sit with me. Garth, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard Grant. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Those abroad listening in, it's great to be here. Howard Grant, today my heart is wanting to start on a biblical foundation, so I don't know if you could assist me today, but 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, whenever you're ready.
As you read it today?
Man, I want you to...
2 Thessalonians.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. Hold on.
Get a church
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Yeah, verse 11 and 12. I know that went out of my head, but I want you to read that because I trying to figure something out today. And as we figure this out, C2. You found it?
Mm-mm, it ain't come up yet. Yeah. Go ahead. Go and talk about
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
Okay, let's go.
Go ahead. You got it?
Hold on. Let me see if I got it right now. Hold on. Here we go. We're pulling it up right now.
Yeah, pull it up.
In Bible Gateway, you know, I was doing
Do your thing. I want to hear from you.
2 Thessalonians.
Yeah, chapter 2.
Chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
Yeah.
And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, and they should believe a lie, and they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Mm.
My God, this is heavy.
Are you trying to figure this out?
Let's go back again.
Read it.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
verses 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell me read.
Yeah, read it.
No, you just say read.
Read.
You're okay. Read.
All right, praise God. Go ahead, Bishop.
Okay. And for this cause, mm-hmm. God shall send them strong delusion,
mm-hmm.
and they should believe that they should believe a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And for this cause, I said, that they all may be damned who believe not the truth,
mm-hmm.
but had pleasure
mm-hmm.
in unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm.
I like what you say.
So now when I bring that to you politically, some of you people, you cuss, you swear, you do all these things to us. We're telling you these things. These things are true. There's no lie in these things. But for some reason, no matter how blatant the truth is, you people will persecute those that bring the good word. People that bring you righteousness. People who bring you truth, brought you prophecies, fulfilled. And you still rather believe a lie. You tell me what type of Christian or what type of God-fearing person you is, because heaven must have got a special place for you. You got to be one and done. For in the name of politics, of PLP and FNM and COI and INI, you people willing to believe a lie for your party, and you're willing to persecute the prophets and the people who bring truth to you. I'm not calling myself a prophet, but just simply saying when you see the truth, you got to know the truth, because it is the truth that sets you what, Howard?
Free.
Free. How are we ever going to be a liberated people, a free people, if we cannot embrace truth? Truth cannot be gold. Truth cannot be red. Truth cannot be green. Truth cannot be black. Truth has to be the spirit within you that desires that which is greater, which has always been righteousness, the right way of doing things. And for those of us who love the truth and we love righteousness, we speak boldly, we speak strongly, because it is on this foundation, Howard Grant, that we stand. And from the time I've been on this show, I promise you that this has been the very base of this, the foundation show on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Only to tell you the truth. No horse in the race. It is what it is. And so as I sat in another space, Howard Grant, the former Prime Minister Hubert Alexander Ingram, you read that speech?
Mm-hmm.
Or you read it?
The former Ingram speech? No, I didn't read the whole thing. Go ahead.
The speech that he made at the memorial service.
Okay, go ahead.
This former beloved Prime Minister.
I got some other truth I won't put on the table today.
I want you to do this.
But
you know, when you go to your break, Howard Grant, I want you to look at that speech so you could read excerpts from that. Because the same things that we have been saying 4 years now, the same things going on 4 years, the right honorable former Prime Minister Hubert Alexander Ingram, almost verbatim, in synopsis, concluded and sized up the present condition of the Free National Movement.
Well, we can have a good conversation about these things when we get back. We can talk about Ingram's. Ingram urges the FNM to be able to unite,
yes,
and find themselves in these particular positions. And also, just 2 hours ago, when the House of Assembly was opened, we would have been able to hear from Alfred Says, and he tells supporters that he will not seek re-election. I told you that. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this. I told you.
Foundation. When you are hungry and on a tight budget, don't settle. Make the only choice and head on over to Wendy's and grab a biggie bag. Choose from a day's single, classic, or spicy chicken with a junior fry, regular drink, and four-piece nuggets for only $9.95. Fat inclusive, order one today that is made fresh especially for you when you order it. Wendy's is fast food done right. Certain restrictions apply.
Wake up, Bahamas. Join the Zonta Club of Nassau's second annual We Are Family Fun Run Walk and Push on Saturday, May 17th from 6 a.m. at the Montague Foreshore. Push a stroller, walk with grandma, or sprint. Just move with us. The first 100 finishers will receive a medal. Stick around for health screenings and wellness sessions. Every dollar supports PACE and the Bahamas AIDS Foundation, along with our youth programs. Registration for groups of 10 is $25 each. Single adults, $30. Kids under 13, 10. Registers gets a goodie bag and t-shirt. Call us today at 807-3021 or email ZontaClubOfNassau@hotmail.com. See you at the Montague Foreshore on May 17th at 6 a.m.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. I had to put my little spectrums on to be able to talk about these particular things. I feel like I'm getting old, like, God, I got to be geeking, right? So it's former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham, let's pick up the story, guys. Let's just be able to read a couple pieces of this. Former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham yesterday urged Free National Movement members to unite and thoroughly prepare for the next election. Thoroughly is a strong word right there.
I want you to believe
thoroughly
it.
Thoroughly prepare. Mm-hmm. My God, you couldn't thaw the meat halfway. You had to be all the way.
All the way.
You can't cook it if you ain't thawed properly.
Yeah, go through this.
Thoroughly prepare
read this.
For the next election. Ingraham said that the Free National Movement should not assume that it would win the next election merely because the government has not been elected since 1997.
No government.
Okay, watch it. Since 1997.
That's a repeat. Right?
If the governing party is hungrier.
Strong words. Very strong words.
Hungry is a stronger word because this is actually what we're actually seeing right now.
We're evidencing at this particular time.
They are hungrier.
Hungrier.
They are.
They're showing this.
They're like the hyenas in the Pride Land. Where everybody then gone. They hungry.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. You wouldn't think they eat nothing for 5 years.
Yeah, but they're ready to eat again.
Okay, my God. Let's go. Okay. So, if the governing party is hungrier to keep what they got, and they say just like that in the papers.
What they got. G-A-T, yeah.
To keep what they got, than you are to get what they have, they will win and you will lose.
Hello. Keep going, Howard. This is an epistle.
Listen, you agree Ingraham with their love.
This the epistle. It's me and you.
But if I say it, I can't say it again.
They kill you and me.
But when Hubert Ingraham said it, they say, well, Papa, you got a point.
Yeah.
Papa, you got a point, you know.
Papa saying something, you know.
What Papa, you lie.
But keep reading.
But Jesus, for Papa, is the truth.
My Jesus.
But we didn't say this.
You ain't get to the cake yet.
Okay, let's go.
You're in the box right now.
Okay, let's go.
I love this conversation. Right?
And then he says, Ingraham said during a tribute to J. Henry Boswick yesterday at the Free National Movement headquarters.
Condolences to the family.
And then he says, secondly, you must always, oh my God, this is heavy.
Strong words.
It feels biblical.
Oh my gosh.
It feels biblical.
I almost spoke in tongues.
Be ye prepared.
Yes.
Because no man knoweth the time.
Russian, oh, poor G. I want to say one of them words.
The man was speaking tongues.
Yeah, was speaking calm tongues.
Down.
Okay,
down,
go ahead.
Calm down. Mm-hmm. Be ye prepared. Oh, no, not even what it says. It says, secondly, you must always be prepared for election.
Always. Yes.
That's a strong word. We got to underline that double line.
Yes.
Always.
You got to get your Guardian paper and put this up in one picture frame. Because this here
and
is
the highlight these things.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This is the first thing to be prepared for as an election is to have an electoral boundary or an electoral voters list.
Okay.
My Jesus, God, we didn't read these things.
No, God, I can't take it. Please go.
This is we're going house to house. Mm-hmm. All kinds of people knocking over one another, but we are not registering any voters. Any voters.
Right, keep going.
You remember one time ago you used to have a voters drive?
Mm-hmm.
A voters registration drive? You come up and you bring somebody who's drive F&M bus in the various constituencies. You go pick them people up and you take everybody to the constituency parliamentary registration department and they register some people. Or in the Family Islands, I don't know whether or not they do it. I think they do it here in Nassau also. You could call the registration department. You ask them if they can be able to come and register people. They normally go out to various places and do that. I don't know whether or not that's closer to election or whether or not they do it generally. But we have not seen any of that.
But one person sat in this very studio
on
another show telling people that they have people breaking down the door to register for the party. But go ahead, read on.
So we are asking them to vote for us.
Mm-hmm.
One of the mistakes made by the FNM in 1987 was that, oh my God, he going back to 87. And I always can be
in 87. You got to go back to 87.
I always in 87.
Yes, sir.
I always in 87.
Yes, sir.
I said to you, when Hubert Ingraham came to the party in 1992, his observations was the pitfalls that they made in 87.
Okay.
We were supposed to win based upon,
I tell you this,
folklore and legend.
This is an epistle, I'm telling you.
Based upon folklore and legend.
Yes.
The FNM was supposed to win in 87.
Yes.
And all of my old friends and my old Uncle Lem is telling me things like the PLP thief that.
Okay.
I said, well, I don't understand why you should be a thief.
Let's see how they thief it then. Bishop Reed. Bishop of Truth today. Reed.
So it says, we are asking them to vote for us. Mm-hmm. One of the mistakes made by the FNM in 1987 was that it had lots of supporters, but not that many voters who could
vote. Okay.
You bring all your literature into the thing, jumping up and down, say FNM, 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 and they couldn't vote.
And they couldn't vote.
Oh my God. It says, so I say to you, do your homework. It won't drop in your lap.
Oh, mercy. I want you to finish it. It's a short article, you know. It ain't much longer.
I got to go to 89.
He says, don't believe, as some of us believe, that because over the last 20 years, people change government every 5 years, and it will happen for you this time. Don't believe that because people are fed up with the PLP, that they are just going to vote for you. You with me so far, Howard?
Okay, so I say, but you also have to accept that. Listen, we have to be united.
Mm-hmm.
This is a strong word right
mm-hmm.
here. We have to be united.
So that means you're not united yet?
Of course they're not united.
Okay, good. Read on then. Read on. Read. Read. Read.
I told you, we talked about this, sir.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying this to the people who listen in because
we said demolition.
They didn't believe this.
What was the three D's I gave? I said you had to demolish first.
Yeah, then you had to build.
Then you had to develop.
Yeah, develop.
Mm-hmm. And then you had to deliver.
Yes.
That was the three D's.
Yeah, three D's.
They had to demolish first.
Mm-hmm.
The demolition that they did with the cutting of Hubert Minnis was a very hard thing.
Okay.
They thought that was a proverbial structure, a load-bearing structure. I just get preachy because I know
construction field.
I gotta be decent. Mm-hmm. This, okay.
Load-bearing.
They thought that Hubert Minnis was a load-bearing beam. And they was afraid to cut him.
Okay. So.
But they realized that the structure was sound without him.
Mm.
And they had to cut him.
So.
And cutting him, Bishinwea, now you got an open floor. You got to figure out how to put the proper setup in this room. You got to develop it.
Mm-hmm.
So Hubert Ingraham is telling you now that he says, you've also had to accept that, listen, that we have to be united. We have to be on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have one purpose. To win and to govern on behalf of the people of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask you, FNMs, since you say that you are FNM, be an FNM.
Mm-hmm.
As Ingraham said, the party was has accused him.
Has access
to him, right? This is what he says.
Well, watch the statement.
This is everybody says. This is Ingraham said that the party has access to him. And former leaders Tommy Turnquest,
Hubert Minnis,
and former deputy leader Brent Simmons.
So what happened to the other former deputies? You can't lean on them, eh? But read on. Yeah, but read on. You're almost there. You're almost finished.
Hubert Minnis can lean on one. Independently. But ain't nobody else can lean on that particular thing, right? He says, we will stay out of your way. He says, all of them you have to get advice from time to time. This is what he said. He says, we will stay out of your way. I will not be in your way, but I will be available to you to assist if
I can.
He says, Ingraham's call for unity comes amid growing tension in the party between Minnis, the former prime minister, and the party's leader, and the party's current leader, Michael Pintard. Both men had publicly denied that there are any rift between them. However, when the party held this convention last year, Minnis challenged Pintard for leader. He was soundly defeated. Pintard recently said that he asked Minnis to reconsider taking on a different role in the party and to not seek re-election in Kalani.
But
you see, he asked him that.
But the last paragraph.
He said, but last week in Parliament, Minnis said he is looking forward to continuing his more than two decade long re-representation of the constituency. This is the word of Hubert Ingraham.
Yes.
Praise God.
That's Papa.
I just won't be able to let you know that.
Yeah. Now.
Ain't nothing he say that we ain't say.
No. But you get killed for it.
Nothing he said.
They won't mash you up
that
for that.
We have not said.
They won't mash you up for what you say. You only trying to tell them what the obvious is, and they say, get out of their party business, stop talking their party business, see the party business in the front page of the paper. So how the front page is now reflecting what Ingram says. It ain't reflecting what Minnis say. It ain't reflecting what Pintard say. It's what Ingram says. And I want to know how do they treat Ingram in the FNM's mindset. Is this gospel, or is he talking foolishness? Like I say, are you talking fool? Because talking fool is a serious thing. You agree?
Talking fool
okay.
is a serious
thing. So I want to know if I was talking fool all this time, or if Ingram gone crazy and he talking fool.
No, Ingram ain't gone crazy.
Well, I just want to ask. I got to ask mind. Them. I got to ask them
He's
this.
He's in a sound mind like I never see it before. Let's read this.
Mm-hmm.
Rashad Roll in the Tribune today, 2 hours ago, put this out. Immigration Minister Alford said that he told the supporters and the members of the Progressive Liberal Party and Fort Charlotte Constituency Association that he will not seek re-election. Mm. This is what the Tribune said yesterday. Mr. Says, the 72, revealed this to them last Tuesday during a meeting. He said the Tribune understands that the former Bain and Grantstown, Travis Robertson, has been working to build support in Fort Charlotte and is the Free National Movement's front runner for the nomination. Hold on now. This Tribune, you're going too far.
Well, you're making plenty, children. You know, put your glasses on.
No, Tribune, you're going too far.
Yeah, I know, but put on your glasses, though. When you see Claro.
No, the Tribune going too far.
All right, see glasses over there by the phone.
The Tribune going too far. Mm-hmm. Okay. They, you don't make these assumptions about these things, unless the people take it out. Anyway, let's go. So he said the man, as the Tribune understands that the former Bain and Grantstown MP Travis Robertson has been working to build support in Fort Charlotte and is the Free National Movement's front runner for the nomination there. Okay, I'm going to fight your Tribune. And it goes on to say that the Tribune could not reach Mr. Sayers yesterday, and it says, look here, there's been a lot of speculation, he told Eyewitness News when he was asked about his political future last week. He says, I have no comments about the speculation. All I can say is watch me. And I'll watch this. Let me tell you something.
Mm.
The arrogance that exists in politics, that obviously is like a cloak and a shawl that wraps around you, heavy for those of us who watch politics and can make this determination, who can assess this, okay? Whenever there is the introduction of humility in politics, that means there is a consideration for an exit. Can I say this, Garth?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say it like that?
Let me say amen.
Whenever there is any level of consideration of your future, and you're not speaking in a present tense and a future tense of victory, then it says to me that there is enough consideration that you are giving to leaving this thing be entirely.
Mm.
Can I say that?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so we heard Patricia DeVoe. Can I say this?
I want you to say it.
Okay, we heard Patricia DeVoe consider
mm-hmm.
whether or not she is going forward. Now, I know Julian can call us and talk all these things like that. Maybe I ain't going to fight him. But from a human being who sits in a posture, needs to always speak in a futuristic tense to say that I will win.
Mm-hmm.
To give the confidence of those people that he seeks to support, him or her, and now changing their language and saying, I am not sure. If I ask you, God, you running again next time? And you say, well, you know, my family and I are going to consider, we're not necessarily sure how we're going to go. Bolo, you ain't going.
Yeah.
And if you're going, you ain't going with victory on your mind. You then go on with the posture of possible defeat, and you can't step in a ring like that.
Mm-mm.
Talk to me, God. How are you talking? Am I making sense?
Yeah, man. You can't go halfway.
You cannot go in a ring half-stepping.
Even when you know, it's so, I want to use the word funny, right? Howard Grant, you were there campaigning in Grand Bahama. And at some point in your campaign, you know you can't win.
I know I can't win.
But you're still trying to fake it.
You think I can tell these bunch of women who walking behind me I can't win?
Yeah, but you know.
They got to stay with me. Listen to me, we cooking tuna fish and white rice and mackerel and everything in my headquarters. Because I broke. And so everybody got to take a chance bringing something so we can cook it together. It's about 15, 20 of us in here campaigning for the DNA.
And you know you can't win.
And I can't win.
But you gotta keep going.
But we gain every day.
Yeah.
I got to figure out where I can get money for gas. Stay away from any bars because they can ask me for money around there.
And you know it's kind of coming.
And I know I can't win this. I can't win this. I don't have the money.
Yeah.
I don't have the money and I don't have the time.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the support. But you know, you wish you could tell them, you know, we ain't gonna win this.
It blow my mind to see I get 300 and some votes, you know.
Yeah.
It blow my mind. I said, oh my God. I get 333 something or 343 votes. I said, oh my God.
You know what amazes me?
And look at me calling the parliamentary registration department trying to figure out if they can consider for this percentage and give my $400 back.
Yeah. You need that back. You need that little thing.
Listen, Mr. Bell, if you can get off this phone. Yeah, because the official numbers hadn't been released publicly.
Right.
So I had to call in to figure out whether or not this is what it was.
Yeah.
But my God, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking today and we're talking about these things. And all I want to say is, I told you so.
And they don't like when you say, I told you so.
No,
so
that's the business.
All you got
to
say.
I told you so. Now, if you needed to hear from Papa to be able
Papa
to.
Papa told you so.
Listen, to second what I say. Because he only second what I say.
Mm.
He second what we say. Because we already didn't say this.
Long time. Said this a long time. And they think I hate them. But I've been trying to tell them. Listen, you
got. Papa, second what we say.
You got BB in your eye.
Okay.
You ain't comb your hair. You ain't brush your teeth. I want to tell you these things. Could I tell you these things without you being offended so you go wash your face? Huh? Brush your teeth. Huh? And comb your hair. Could I tell you these things so you could look better? But you don't want me to tell you these things. You want me to tell you, you know what? Boy, you're looking dashing.
Now I can tell
you're looking smacking. Oh, look how delicious you look. And then you go there and shame yourself.
Listen,
that's what you want me to do?
I can tell you one thing. We said 10 was supposed to be gone.
How much gone? Three. Three I know about.
Three officially.
I know about. Let's mention that they're gone.
Okay, let's go.
That's 3 out of 10. That's 30%.
Petty said that he need for...
Family and...
No, for mental health issues.
I don't like how that was said. Okay. But I try to say family.
No. That's what he say.
Yeah, but I try to...
You can't fix what the man say. He say that.
Yeah, but he's trying to be nice.
So Petty.
Yeah.
Gone. Okay. That is North... McIntosh. That's my cow.
Mm-hmm.
Gone.
They're
okay.
Gone.
Mm-hmm. And Serge, right off the top.
Which is a big man in
Fort Charlotte.
That's a big man, you know.
Gone.
That's a big man.
Yeah, but he had to go.
Yeah, but he is a big man.
No, but he had to go.
Okay.
His aspirations are for the pinnacle of leadership.
That ain't gonna happen.
Not no more.
Yeah, so
he's getting a little, his maturity is now catching up with him.
Yeah.
Right? We say that with grace, right?
Right.
His maturity and his commitment to service is now being able to tell on him, okay? Mm-hmm. And so he has to assess whether or not he wants to be 77 years old and still hoping for the relinquishing of leadership by Brave Davis come the next convention, right? Or the convention after next,
mm-hmm.
to make a determination as to whether or not they're going to be able to give him an opportunity to go define himself towards leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He recognizes that. His aspirations, he's already shown you that he's superb as a representative.
Mm-hmm.
He's done this on the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
So he's accomplished that. He's already shown you that he is articulate, insightful, and superb.
Mm-hmm.
In his representation, in his ministerial capacity. And now he wants to ascend to a position of leadership. And there is a glass ceiling, a concrete wall, fortified 16 times the Berlin Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't get past that.
You might as well just throw it in.
He cannot get past that.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't make no sense. Chipping. This is too much. So he had to be able to make a determination that, all right.
This is it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it doesn't come
there
as a surprise.
There are other men and women
in a similar
who
situation,
I believe
similar situation
will come to this realization and
this
determination.
This is it. We waiting.
Of course you're waiting. Let me take a telephone call before we go to a break. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Son,
I'm good, man. What's happening?
I'm calling to see how far you'll reach in the church service.
In the church.
We ain't reached your offering yet.
No, we ain't. Soon, directly, we can let you reach.
No. I need y'all to stop playing, you know.
Okay.
There is political truth, and there's biblical truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't be playing loose with the Bible.
No. Hold on. There's only one truth.
You're going to come here and try to be able to speak in a condescending manner. The Word of God is principle. And all we're saying that this is principle. It's in a convolution. It's a matter of faith. You're going to come here and try to scold me.
See, you could espouse the truth, right? You could espouse the truth. Truth has like levels.
Okay, let me ask you a question quickly. I listening to you. Let me ask you a quick question because you sound scholarly. So, you know I love biblical conversation. When Moses decided to lie about his wife, what happened?
Who?
Moses. You know Bible. Yeah. You don't know the story?
Hold, Lord. Hold. A fearful man.
Moses told the lie that his wife was his sister.
Not Moses.
Or Abraham. Abraham. Abraham, my apologies. You got me. Abraham.
Since you don't know what you're talking about,
I meant Abraham. But go ahead, because you understand me sideways. I said you're right, Abraham. I talk about Abraham.
Continue.
Go ahead. That's fine.
Okay. Now, see. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it does bring up the issue of fearful men and what they do when they get fearful. Now.
Oh, so Adam and Eve was fearful too.
Buddy, listen here. We don't have lies now,
because you look like you like lying.
You're talking about two political parties.
I don't have truth, man. I ain't worried about party. I worry about truth.
You're talking about them.
I talk about truth, though. We ain't talking about no party now. Let's talk about truth. What is truth? Who is truth?
Okay. You seek me because in me you think you'll find truth.
You talking?
Yeah.
I listening to you.
I be listening to you. Go ahead.
He who is the truth says, y'all coming looking for me because y'all won't know what the truth is. He says, I'm the truth.
I'm the way, the truth, and the light.
So what is truth?
Now, when you talk about him, you talk about him in the context of the Bible. You can't talk about him in the context of politics. Or, you know, the
FCM. Hold on. Let me take this commercial break.
We made a mistake.
I appreciate you.
We made a mistake in 1967, you know.
Yeah,
I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't understand.
We chose ourselves a Moses.
Okay? You mean Pinlin?
Okay. Yes. And the PLP's slogan, all the way, is taken from the book of the Deuteronomy. All the way shall the Lord lead us. Okay? Now, they didn't stick to all of that. Okay? You know, after they got what they wanted, you know, they switched. They switched on the gospel. Okay? Let's be careful.
Okay, I appreciate you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me take this commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get to news. When we get back, we can have this kind of a conversation and stretch it out far and wide, because I know that the government...
God.
Where?
God.
On his?
Shoulder.
I can't give no amen. Jesus.
Yeah.
So. And we still got to render to Caesar what is Caesar's. I just got to be decent as I talk these particular things.
But he was right, though.
Quick commercial break.
It was Abraham.
We can talk about these things. We can be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of banks use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96 FM.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. We're just being able to talk about these things, and I hate to kind of take on this kind of a posture of rubbing anything in, but I'm saying to you that I can't be delusional in my posture as I look at sort of the assessment of what's happening from a political standpoint. And to the caller who's indicated that we should not kind of convolute, and I don't want to say that that's convolution, that we shouldn't convolute biblical things with these worldly things, right? This is not the intent. Identify anchoring principles that are unyielding, that are ever steadfast, that are truth. And that truth can be applied to every situation. And the truth has been applied to this situation. And that's all we're saying. When we look at these particular things and even look at the language in which Hubert Ingraham, is using in this particular capacity, you could see the biblical inflections if you know the word. Now, I know that the word of God says to me that God set up the government and break it down.
He sets them up and takes them down.
Okay, watch me. And they is set on his shoulder. Whilst politicians come out here and says, I stand on the shoulders of this person, I stand on the shoulders of that person, I stand on the shoulders of these particular men and women who have served before me, the entire system is set on the shoulders of God. And as we identify these things because of our faith and our position, don't make it seem like I'm out here with a level of condescension simply because you're not necessarily agreeing with what we're saying. But to poke fun and blaspheme against my faith and my God.
Well, they say we're a Christian nation, Howard.
I don't understand that.
This is what I don't understand. You say you're a Christian nation. So you're God-fearing people. You stand for righteousness. Truth is righteousness, right? But you want to tell little baby lies based on your favorite political party or your biased attitude. I said there's no room for that. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you must always be truthful. Always be righteous, always be attempting to build up the kingdom of God because the kingdom of God is within you. That's something that no one else can take away from you. But if you don't have no kingdom in you, then what you want me to look at you as?
We should also tell Fred Mitchell this. Fred Mitchell yesterday in the newspaper, and tear open the Tribune yesterday when it says tragedy strikes two Grand Bahama families yesterday in the paper. Mm-hmm. Mitchell dismisses early election and he says, no man knoweth the time. Oh, no, he didn't say that. So, let's be clear. He says, only one man knows when.
But he doesn't know.
Isn't that the same thing? No man knoweth the time?
No.
Aren't these biblical inflections and innuendos that lead back to a principle? That lead back to the principle? All of us, including Satan's kingdom, is a reflection of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And these particular organisms, sub-organisms, and organizations are only looking at one design. And that design is a biblical design. And we're saying, based upon these systems, based upon how we see these particular things, this is what's happening. Now, let me take a little bit further.
Or deep.
I realize that the PLP system is purging. I'm getting deep with you.
Why purging?
I realize for the PLP to be able to rise again like the proverbial phoenix and find themselves in the position that they soar above and beyond to the purpose of their objectives, they have to purge. The pine forest, they got to burn some things out. No pun intended for the Free National Movement. They have to burn some things out. Now, you either have to... Remember I tell you political organizations don't fire you? Remember I told you this? Remember we talked about this? I said political organizations don't fire you.
They encourage you.
They will cut off your supply.
They encourage you.
And because of discouragement, you find that these people didn't support me and you step down. But they will not fire you.
Mm-hmm.
Political organizations will never put themselves in the position of being able to fire you. And that's why it was so difficult and took hell of a long time
minutes.
For the Free National Movement to deal with minutes. Because organizations are not designed to fire you. from perception alone, when they look at you, if you're firing people, but my God, you fire him, what that mean but me? So when you look at this, I look at the PLP and I see that there is a purging of the system.
They both were purging. They actually both were purging.
Can I say, let's, I just want to be decent.
This is the time of purging.
God, Father, please help me say these things properly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want nobody to get offended by what I'm saying because I have nothing but the utmost respect for those men and women who serve in these particular capacities. I know this is not an easy thing that they do, and they have to do it in a suit with a nice haircut or nice hair, and they're going through hell, trial, and tribulation, and they seek to kind of be able to do the things that their forefathers, their parents, and all the men and women that stood before them to make them proud, and it's not an easy thing. So I don't want to be offensive when I say this, but I have to say this. After Obadiah Wilchkin passed away, I will never forget this conversation as long as my faculties are about me and I remember and God gives me that opportunity. And I spoke to Fred Mitchell. I know that there was some chatter between Obi Wilchkin and Fred Mitchell over the years. I know that there was this sort of, not between them as individuals, but between them, people would say, Obi and Fred don't get along. Not that we ever saw that, but this is what this sort of a murmuring that existed in these particular places. And it couldn't be true because Fred already set those things straight. I gave Obi his first opportunity, so forth and so on. But Obi, being very ambitious and, had that kind of a zeal, pushed himself to helm of the organization. After Obi Wilchkin passed away, Fred Mitchell instantaneously did self-reflection. And then he said that this is his penultimate, second to last, service. That's what he said. He said, this is my penultimate representation, that he won't go again after the next time. This is what he said. Mm-hmm. And I said, I've never heard Fred Mitchell use that kind of a language. And this self-reflection reflects what's happening in the organization entirely. Mm-hmm. Obadiah Wilchkin left the organization. Those senior men like... let's be decent. Those senior men like Picewell left the organization. These are people that are leaving the organization. Now, with seniority, even though he's just arrived, we're seeing McIntosh step back. Okay? When we look at these particular things, we see that there's a mental fatigue in various capacities where persons may have thought this would have glitz and glamour. Petty, step back. We see Sayers, who has hit that proverbial Berlin Wall and chipped through the first two layers like the Shawshank Redemption and realized there were 16, he didn't have the effort, the energy, and the strength to be able to endure another 14 layers of this. He can't do it. He stepped back. We saw that today in the House of Assembly. Can I say to you that I'm looking for some other persons to be able to do a similar thing?
What's the number you're looking at? How much of them
you're
looking at?
We said that there may be close to 10 or close to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, it was a caveat to those 10. Because I don't need to step back and the FNM is not showing me strength in this particular constituency. I still could take them. The only reason Kirk Cornish could give any consideration of being able to stay steadfast in this position, beyond the fact that he's got a not guilty vote, or he's found innocent in that particular capacity, right? Mm-hmm. In North Abaco.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Grant would not take a chance with Kirk Cornish on the ground. I would rather...
If you were leader. You
don't if I were it. Leader, mm-hmm. I would rather lose pound for pound with a candidate beating me on the ground as opposed to being able to get a false start out of the gate. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing that they could hope for is that the FNM don't have a strong, persuasive enough campaign in North Abaco that they could possibly still slide to victory. I wouldn't take that chance.
What about a growing Kai Mills from the COI? Would that affect Kai Mills, the vote in any which way for the PLP or the FNM?
Kai Mills Kai Mills is going to get 1,100 votes right off the top. We know that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. He's strong.
Right off the top, he knows that. I would not, and Kai Mills doesn't have that that level of political decorum that he cares enough, and statesmanlike quality that he cares enough to be able to not say some things about you.
Yeah, he can tell you.
He can tell you. That's just who Kai Mills is.
He can talk. Yeah,
he can say some things to you. He doesn't mean to offend you. He's saying to you what he knows about you, what was in the public. Mm-hmm. He's not saying this with a level of condescension to hurt you. He's saying to you, this is what I know about you. You should consider stepping down.
Yeah, he's a consistent individual. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. So when we look at that, I would not, and that's why I said, I will not consider for the next campaign as hungry as the PLP are for the land reform right now. We hear them, you see them reform the land bill. The former administration started to talk about that, being able to identify and register all the crown land around here. Never got to that. Now we see the PLP in the last moments selling the hotel, dealing with the land. I said, as soon as the PLP did some tangible things, they go, man.
We said this was coming. We've been saying this has been coming.
This ain't nothing to talk about.
And the term that Hubert Alexander Ingram, the former prime minister, said, he says that if they are hungry, they
are hungrier.
Hungrier. Yeah.
Because everyone is nourishment deprived.
Yes.
Everyone have an opportunity to step into this position.
The COI is hungry.
Everyone want eat.
The PLP is hungry.
But who is hungrier?
But who is the hungriest one?
How could the PLP be in, win, and still be hungrier than everybody else? It's blowing my mind.
Yeah. But we always knew Brave Davis wanted a second term. We always knew that.
And watch this. Let's get deeper, guys. I see your telephone call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. And hit me up, 422-4796. I can say this to you. If... I believe, this is just Howard Grant, don't fight me. I believe that if the PLP wins the next general election, this is also the Prime Minister's penultimate campaign.
Yeah, the last, this is last.
Win, lose, or draw, yeah, this is last round.
This is last round.
If he loses, I think he's honorable enough and open enough to take that kind of advice from Hubert Ingram and Perry Christie to bow out if the PLP loses.
Yes.
If the PLP wins, I think he'll take this kind of a victory, identify a successor, say, I'd like you to support this particular person, whoever this person is.
Yeah.
I don't know who that person would be. I'd like you to support this particular person. They'll go to a convention. There's going to be a fight. There's going to emerge a new leader the PLP.
Yeah. That is highly plausible.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Because the PLP is showing me that they're pouring their efforts and energy into young blood. Mm-hmm. Okay? When you hear Fred Mitchell speak, he speaks highly about Randy Rowe. He speaks highly about Barry Griffin. He speaks highly about Pickstock. He speaks highly about all these persons. And I want to believe you. Believe you me, he speaks highly about Robin Lyons.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? Despite the fact that she came up to get his particular position and he stood steadfast in these, he loves that. Mm-hmm. He likes a good challenge. And he speaks highly of these young persons. They are now shifting their efforts to pour into youth in the organization. And the older guard is finding themselves bowing out either gracefully or by force of the organization, because the PLP they have to be sustained, and they have to find themselves in a sustained position. Mm-hmm. And that's why he is indifferent with the concept and idea of being able to see a Shane Gibson return. I'm telling you. Lines are wide open, guys. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant.
Hey.
I'm the God Rose Burrow.
My brother, how are you,
God,
man?
God Rose Burrow.
Good to have you, my brother.
Do not listen to the naysayers, you know. You guys are right on target. I think the scripture that God brought in for you to read this morning, God don't know, but he's in the spirit this morning.
I feel like he is, because I just read that scripture yesterday, and you don't know.
And I will tell you, see, while God is showing you guys some things, he's not showing you everything. He has other people out there that he's showing other things to.
Praise God.
So I want you to know this thing is going to come together. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to say this with all insincerities in my heart. I believe that God have the remnant praying for this country.
I do. I believe
that. And I'm going to tell you, there's some people, while there's some people out drinking and carousing and, and having parties and having fun, there's some people on their knees in the middle of the night praying for this nation.
I agree with you.
And I believe that there's some people sacrificing some time on their knees for this nation and praying for this nation. Now, I'm going to tell you, this thing is going to come together. And I feel in my heart of hearts, when you look at the landscape of the politics in this country today and everything, you have good and you have evil. And I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, I believe that the good is going to emerge, because God is tired of punishing the behemoths. He's tired of punishing, and I believe that we are his chosen people. And for those that believe that God is going to take this country and put it in the hands of someone who is not going to do what his bid is for this nation, I believe that you're on the wrong track. So like God said, there's a lot of people out there who's believing the lies over the truth and everything. But at the end of the day, God and Mr. Grant, you guys are on the right track. I want to encourage you to continue to do what you're doing, because this nation will be saved. This nation will be placed in the hands of leaders who's going to take us to the next level, and who's going to take the Bahamian people into the promised land.
I love it.
All right?
Thank you
so much. Ain't going to be no lying government. It ain't going to be no deceitful government. It ain't going to be no government making plots and plans and things they ain't supposed to be doing. I don't think so. Thank you.
I love it. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly for your telephone call, my brother. I want to be able to read this for you. Just a little pinch of it before we dive deeper. It says, boy, Howard, you and Garth are armored with POP and FNM, dot, dot, dot. He said, you need to tell your audience that the two parties are driving the Bahamas to hell and ostracize and denigrate both parties. He says, Garth is only talking bad about the FNM because they dump his boy Minnis. He says, you guys are doing a disservice to the Bahamian population. I don't know if I agree with you. I don't know whether or not... it sounds like you're part of a niche, a very small slither in this country that seeks to be able to move in a different direction. I'm not going to fight you. I accept that, and I love your tenacity to be able to identify a third force, a third wheel in the country. But all we're doing is having a conversation based upon what has happened over the past five election cycles. And we're saying, just like Hubert Ingraham is saying, don't make an assumption or believe that because over the past four or five election cycles that we've gone FNM, PLP, don't just believe that automatically you're going to find yourself in a victorious position. That's the kind of a conversation that we're having today.
I started off this conversation for a reason, speaking about truth. And I understand that person, they have a right to their opinion. But truth says that if you're found wanting, you're found wanting. If you are a person who's been ordained, anointed, appointed, then what can I do about that? If I identify that you have shortcomings, why are you upset with me? Fix your shortcomings. I'm not a perfect individual, but I don't like to talk about myself. He says, oh, you always talk about yourself. Then when I talk about myself, you're mad. When I talk about other people, you're mad. So you don't want me to talk. But when I talk, I only pray for one thing, Howard Grant, when I wake up, that I speak the truth. And if I've ever told a lie, tell me what the lie is so I can correct myself, so I don't have to stand before the judgment throne of God and say I'm a liar. I'm not going to bear false witness. You people want to win. The Free National Movement, since you say hard on you, you people want to win. You people are in public life. And if I'm hard on you, then you need to address the situations that I am taking the time to identify. I said to you people before, if you do not want me to identify your shortcomings, then go ahead and lose, because I'm telling you right now that you're going to lose. The Prime Minister, the former Prime Minister, Hubert Ingraham, if you read that article carefully, he's telling you that you're on a losing wicket. The nation is telling you, if you continue on as you are now, you're on a losing wicket. How am I being disrespectful to your organization or being hard on you people?
I don't know whether or not the FNM is on a losing wicket. I think that they are playing the heirs of traditional politics in the country, and I don't think that they have...
So they're not on a losing wicket, so they can win the way they are now?
No, they not like this.
Well, that's a wicket.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you is that I don't think that they are conscious and aware that they're doing something that could possibly lead them into into defeat.
Okay, that's what I just said.
I don't think that they are aware of it. I just want to be decent as it. Let me structure it properly, okay?
Please do.
When we look at this and we look at the tradition of how these particular things are, sometimes we just get excited, okay? Sometimes we just get excited. Sometimes we just get excited when we rush on this kind of a line, trying to be able to secure our spot for whatever we want. And then we see a biblical principle hit there where the last is first and the first is last. And you try to run to the front of the line, but you end up in the back.
Yeah.
Because you dealt with the man's concept and idea of how things were set up. I was first in line, I should be served first. But that's not necessarily a divine setup all the time.
That's correct.
And what we're seeing right now is a shift that's happening in our society. Now, Hubert Ingraham said some things about hungry. I am so happy that our prime minister is hungry to be able to find himself in the position. I'm going to read this, right?
Please do.
I can read this.
Please
do. Davis's only goal right now is to be the first prime minister to repeat since Hubert Ingraham. That's his utmost goal.
1997.
They say that's his utmost goal.
Okay. Okay.
That could be the best goal any prime minister has had since Hubert
That's his personal goal.
That could be the best goal that any prime minister has had since Hubert Ingraham in 1997. You know why? Because it's placing him in a position where, come hell or high water, we can fix these things, I can win.
That's all.
Some of y'all got to go, I can win.
Okay.
And if he's that hungry to win, then we can simultaneously be the benefactors of change that's happening in our society for the betterment of us as Bahamian people, despite the fact that this was only designed for him to win.
Howard Grant, please let me say what I have to say with this. Let me fix this right now for people, since you all will be close-minded. Let me open it up just a little bit. For some odd reason, you people, you all have something to garner from supporting a political party. It's something that you are after. I don't know what you're looking for, but you're after something. I have never, ever looked for anything from any political party. I'm not looking for anything. I've never gotten a dollar other than when I was working with the Progressive Liberal Party, I was a senior consultant. Did I have a great time as a senior consultant? Absolutely not. I invested half of my salary into the community. These are things that I do because I believe in my country. I don't believe in a political party. I believe in people. When you want to mix me up with organizational structuring, that ain't my thing. That ain't my thing. If you ask me to be your friend, I will be the best friend that you'll ever have. The best friend. But God help you if you become my enemy. I promise you in Jesus' name, if you people think I'm talking about you, you don't want me to talk with you. As God liveth in heaven above, I praise the Lord Jehovah today. You don't want me to switch on you. I am trying to identify to you where your weaknesses are, where you need to strengthen yourselves. You need to show yourselves to the Bahamian people for a better Bahamas, and you're trying to make evil out of my good intention. Don't push me. Do not push me. You're starting to push me. How are they beginning to push me? I don't like it.
Well, let me help them push you a little bit more.
Tell them to try it.
Let me read this. I can read this. It says, God, just admit that you were sad about your little friend, Minister, and we would respect your opinions.
Minister's his own man.
More if you just admit
Minister is his own. He's his own man. I is my own man.
I'm not going to fight
you. No, I ain't going to fight them either, but I is my own man.
Praise God.
My last name ain't Minister. My name is Roseboro.
Praise God.
And you better believe that.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this quick commercial break. When we get back, we can get to your telephone calls and continue this conversation of what I believe could be the introduction of the fortification of new blood in both political parties.
I feel like
it's happening. By choice or by chance,
no,
what is going to happen?
By providence.
That's heavy what you're doing right now.
Thank you very much. Stay in the spirit.
It have to. It's
by
happening.
By providence.
It's happening.
By providence. By
whether you
hand.
Like it or not, those men and women that you continue to be able to bolster and support because they've been in this particular position 10, 15, 20 years, there is coming a shifting in the tides.
Mm-hmm.
And we could see it inscribed on the walls. Let's talk about these things quick break. I'll be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Fancy this. One-of-a-kind Pesto Club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or a 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the Pesto Chicken Croissantwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, and fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The Pesto Club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
It's time to give away a cruise. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody just texted me and says, Howard, 1,100 votes for Kai Mills, where he may get 200 votes. Kai Mills did extremely well in the last election.
He did?
He did extremely well in the last election. And if he get 50% of the votes he get last time, that's about 600 votes. He did extremely well in the last election. And his numbers were magnanimous. Now, let me say this to you. I can be honest with you. The fact of the matter is that in the event that Kai Mills decide to be able to he will upset the PLP stronghold. He will upset both the FNM and the PLP, and he's going to take those numbers. So you're going to have to find a strong candidate to be able to represent in that particular area as we continue to talk about these things and move forward, right? What else text? I see a bunch of texts coming through to my telephone. I want to read this one. It says, Howard, let me pull it up. Howard, what I gathered from Papa, what he said is that all past leaders should step aside and not be in the way. And yes, I do agree with that. He says, look how uncomfortable Minnis looked in that room. This is a person's saying, this is a text that's coming through, right? He says, good afternoon, Howard. That speech that Mr. Ingram made was more of a message to Pintard to get it together, or a replacement will have to be made for one person who can. It's a text that's coming through, right? Let's take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
Hey, good day, God.
Hey, my brother. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Here?
Listen, tell me something. What you could recall? Fred Mitchell didn't want to give Bobby Wisdom the nomination for Western and Bimini, right?
No.
They didn't want to, right?
No.
He's one of the last ones to get the nomination, right?
Yes.
And they run Paisville Forbes, right?
Yeah. Paisville Forbes.
They frustrated him out. I think he even cussed in Parliament. Eh?
They frustrated him out. No, he ain't cussing. I can't remember him cussing.
I know you.
I can't remember him cussing.
No, I think mistake of the Prime Minister talking foolishness in my turn.
Okay.
Prime Minister today, when he said something in Parliament, and they didn't give Sir Lyndon Penland's daughter the nomination either, and she's trying to get it, right?
Monique, no.
No.
Okay. The questions that I want to ask you all, you could answer maybe when I hang up. Okay. I believe, right, first of all, we love Brave Davis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of behemoth people, not just us PLPs, disgruntled, and I hope that callers will stop taking it personal when people give their opinion and say what they have to say. You could agree or you could disagree, but don't get personal. You say what you have to say, you're gone, not kid. So I believe the majority of behemoth people, in spite of what's a little precision, PLP or FNM, and PLPs too, like I said, they want Brave Davis out of the behemoth people business. We want him out of our Ministry of Finance. We don't want him to be the Prime Minister of our country. How you think, tell me something, you think Brave Davis can carry on different than how he carrying on now? If we give him a second term? Brave Davis do not need to be the Prime Minister of Ireland. Brave Davis is not hungry. He don't need nothing. Him neither his family. We give him a chance. We don't owe him nothing. I guess he say he don't owe us nothing. That's the reason why we feel the way we feel right now. In spite of him supposed to just be the chief servant. The question what I say, if the things what Perry Christie do to make the behemoth people mad, to vote out the PLP and for his constituency to let him and that don't normally happen in the Caribbean where a prime minister who being a prime minister, an MP for a constituency for so long would lose their seat. I wonder if Mr. Christie do more. That the behemoth people, that's what we gotta do. I want you all to think about it. Did Mr. Christie do more than what Brave doing to upset us? To vote the PLP out, some of the PLP stay home, and to let him lose his seat as a member of Parliament? Brave Davis, listen to me. I want to say it in this way. You say, at least someone was saying that they use one word, it's the ultimate time, or, you know.
Penultimate time.
For Mr. Davis as the Prime Minister to get the second term. Listen, I can tell you why I believe speculation why he would really be serious in that, but I think he care less, man. Come on, man. To tell you the truth, right? If everything is cool and straight up as it's supposed to be, Mr. Davis is supposed to be satisfied. Don't worry about them pump faking, pretending they care if we vote them out or not. Secret behind closed doors, they'll tell you what they think about our opinion. But us being the boss and they being the stuff, you think them people are into them kind of foolishness? I feel like that the ultimate word which you use over there, if it's really serious like that, it only could be, my opinion, from the 3-4 years where they done been doing this country, it's that indictment what coming up.
Ooh.
Which you wouldn't want to be around for. I mean, and some people talking about early election, although I think they might have election next year, right? Maybe the indictment or something. Why would Mr. Davis want to lead us again? What's so important for him to have to still be there, him and Fred Mitchell?
Wow, I appreciate
they
it,
haven't pissed us off enough? Wow. Good work.
Thank you so much, Papa. I do appreciate your telephone call. There's a couple of things that you said I want to be able to highlight. First and foremost, you said that Brave Davis is not hungry. I think you're looking at this as a physical thing. You're thinking his actual belly, whether or not he's acquired enough stuff. Whether or not he has, he's living comfortably, whether or not financially he has the wherewithal, that's not the level of hunger that we're talking about. As men pass a certain threshold in their life, after they pass their midlife, after they identify their strengths in their craft, after they continue to be able to establish themselves, listen to me, I want to be decent. How much time I got? I got time? I got a little 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get 2 seconds, okay? I want you to understand something. Brave went to speech therapy. Hold on. As an old man. Okay, hold on. Wait. Let's be clear. Brave showed you humility where ego always resided. And his run-up and expect, Brave knew that he was the underdog from his start off. Brave knew. He knew that he couldn't do this by himself. And he fortified his position with assistance. He knew that. He passed a threshold, even though he was liked and he did well in these particular areas. People say that Brave couldn't speak well. The next thing you know, the man gone to a speech therapist. and identify a way to be able to hit you with a rhythm that you could accept. And he did that. He did that. Everything I've watched about Brave has been consistent. Now, that could be good or bad, but he has been consistent and persistent in those areas. He has. I don't care how you feel about Brave Davis. He's been consistent in his position. As an older man, he found himself as a KC. He wants to climb and find legacy in what he has done. You hear me? The first thing he did during the campaign is that tell you where he come from. His grandparents were subsistence farmers. He ain't come from nothing. He need to let you know this. And as he climbed throughout the realms and found himself, whether that is through his fraternity, whether that is through his fraternal bond within his profession, whether that is he's found himself politically climbing. He has been climbing. Now he reached the proverbial Mount Everest, this Brave Davis. He needs to solidify himself and do what his predecessors were unable to do in the past 25, 27, 28, however much years. And do that to solidify himself and really be able to look back and now throw on the cloak, that mink cloak of ego, to say, I did it. What you mean, what he won't be prime minister for? This man is hungry to prove everybody wrong about what he couldn't do, and he has to do it. And by God, I'm telling you, the man showing me that he could do it. No other prime minister since 2002, no other prime minister since 2002 has shown us any inclination that they could possibly be returned to power. Perry Christie go, then you let Hubert go, then you know it was over. If they let Hubert go, my God, they're letting everybody go, eh? And now Brave, for the very first time, caused FNMs and other persons to look at him and then contrast his leadership to the potential youthful leadership of Michael Pintard, and a lot of persons still saying, I don't know if Michael Pintard is ready. I'm just telling you what the people are saying. So don't come out here and say that Brave ain't hungry. Michael just got to be hungrier. And what we are saying is that we have not seen that just yet. Now, I do believe that that's going to happen. But if Brave called an early election, just say hypothetically, we're not saying that this is happening. But if Brave called an early election, then Michael may not have been able to pull together his strength the way that he's supposed to. And this is why Hubert Ingraham say you always got to be what? Ready.
You know what I'm going to say? As I'm listening to these people who are becoming quite bothered, right? Let me tell you what's going to happen. Hubert Ingraham said that you're knocking each other over, but y'all ain't registering no voters, right? Let me do this. Let me leave y'all alone, you FNMs, and do it your way. Do it your way. I'll meet you at the finish line. But I promise you, I'll tell you I told you so.
Let me take a telephone call before we go. Call her on the line. Go ahead.
Well, Howard, you know, even though you're calling from Freeport and it's a normal call, you feel like it's long distance, and you had me on hold so long. But you're absolutely right. I didn't even call the call comment on what you're saying last.
Go ahead.
Howard Hartman, right. Howard Sweating in here.
But I tell you, long-winded boy, that's going to eat my raw people. Howard, I think Braille should pay that speech therapist who helped him out. That speech therapist should pay Braille back, but I ain't call you for that. The best thing the party did was not accept you. You know why? Because you're not institutionalized.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a person that's willing to. Me, you, and God, I can understand and I feel exactly what you are saying.
Thank you.
Because I was living that for the last 25 years of my profession. I won't say what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But once you are
independent,
not thinking within the system, mm-hmm. you're the problem.
It's a problem.
And so it gives me a question as to, do my people really want better? Do my people really want what is best for its nation? Or if we put an ironing board there, will they just accept that and promote that and say this ironing board is the best for nation instead of looking at someone that those old folks who don't want to give? I don't know when we get old because I'm 45 and they still call me young man. Mm-hmm. But the body that showed me that
You got
glasses, too, eh?
I wear glasses, too. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I go into the bank one day with my glasses, and the people laugh at me because, one, the lens had dropped out, and I didn't know. but in the mindset of the people that hold the power and don't want to let go of the power, you will always be a young man until you're almost ready to die, and you cannot really think. And so 25 years later, I find myself writing inside my phone ideas for if the opportunity may arise and I be the head of my company, that I will still have ideas, because I know sometimes that brain power runs out and you can't think.
That's what you do.
The people that are at the top, they're thinking right now, and so they didn't even have these ideas that you have. But if you try to come with this idea, no, son, we ain't going in that direction. This is what is written. But they don't realize what is written in 1840 cannot be used in 2024. And so it's so much little things that we can do that would cause progress, that all you'll come here and talk about is positive impact power. But we don't want that. Mm. We just want, he could give me this little contract here or there. And it is killing this nation.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Yeah, thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate that. Let me take a next one. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead. Turn your radio down. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Howard.
Hey,
and God.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
My pleasure. I don't know what type of narrative you all painting this afternoon in reference to the Free National Movement versus the Progressive Liberal Party.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, I listen to you and God, and we know that you all have an agenda versus against the Free National Movement organization. I listen to you all. I know you all. But just let me say, you're talking about truth. God's word is not truth. The Bible say God's word is truth. Mm-hmm. God will have the ultimate voice of this country when election is called. Mm-hmm. Believe you me. And I want you to know that the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas have been punishing. And y'all not even talking about that. Y'all going after personalities. Y'all not going after the nation concerns in this country. We have major concerns that the Bahamian people are concerned about, not personality. And if you look at how the prime minister has governed this country over the past 3 years, not being transparent with the Bahamian people, I think that should be more your concern than anything else.
I know what you think my concern
should be. Prime Minister, his ministers, we have some major concern in this country. We are going down the road of destruction, but you're talking about personality.
Okay, so who's the personality that we're talking about?
No, it's from the outset. You and God have a problem with Michael Pintar.
No, man, you're talking foolishness. I got to let you go. You're talking a bunch of garbage. You're talking garbage. Garbage juice. You're talking foolishness. I only read to you what Ingram say. You mad at me, you might as well call Ingram number and tell him that. Tell him that. Huh? Call Ingram, who stood up over Henry Bostwick as they funeralized him in the effort and memorialized him and prepared to be able to put him in the ground for the service that he's rendered to the Free National Movement. And he found it necessary. In the midst of that, you wouldn't even let me tell you what happened, because that would be very presumptuous of me. But Hubert Ingram, no. Just like when he called Michael Pintard on the telephone to tell him, I don't think you should run nobody in West Grand Bahama and West End, and that information ended up in the papers, he said, well, you know what? To avoid that, let me go right to the papers, because he knew that that information would be in the papers today. Now, for me, as I look at this, this is similar to what Pontius Pilate did. And Pontius Pilate said, look, you want Barabbas or you want Jesus?
They want the crook.
What they want?
The crook.
They want the crook. And what did Pontius do?
They always want the crook.
He washed his hand of the situation and said, I tried to help, and if I could help, I could help. He washed his hand. This is what is available to y'all if you will make a better decision than this. But let me wash my hand. And he did that. That's what I see yesterday. Now, you could call me and tell me that I'm speaking as though I have an agenda. Michael Pintard know me. Listen, hold on. Let me do it. Michael Pindad know me very well. Dwayne Sands know me very well. Shannon Owen Cartwright know me very well. And I have no qualms of saying to them, this is what you should do to prepare yourself. Because I like a good fight. I like a good fight. Fred Mitchell know me very well. Fred Mitchell is the only person that I've seen from the trifecta of leadership in the PLP that has been able to come and talk to me. Certain people, I won't talk to them because all they want to do is give me their propaganda. I won't talk to them. I won't have a clear conversation. And I've been getting that from Fred Mitchell. I don't have no horse and no race nowhere. And in fact, if I can be honest with you, the FNM has always been liberal and finding an opportunity to say, Howard, even though we want you to come and sit with us in these areas, we'd like to be able to get an interview. And I'm always grateful. I don't have no problem with Michael Pindad. But Hubert Ingraham is saying these things, and we are saying these things, that all we are seeing is that the PLP is hungrier. That's all we say.
That's what Ingraham said.
That's all we said. We've been saying that. Prepare yourself. I have been saying this to you. Prepare yourself. Because we don't know if the next general election call. I said 2 weeks ago that if there's a possibility that on June 6th that the PLP would identify their position and move forward towards a next general election and prepare themselves and prepare the strength of their organization, the FNM should be able to ratify people by the end of May. Didn't I say this? Mm-hmm. I said that you got 4 people in the constituency now. Shave it down to 2. By the next week, you should be able to ratify those persons. I don't really want nobody putting nothing on me that I didn't say. You know, because God wouldn't put more on me than I could bear.
I was approached by them. I don't talk much about what happens, you know, but I was approached by them. And the person said to me, and they actually family, right? They said to me, Garth, you got to leave the FM alone, leave Pintal alone. Say, what you got against these people, right? We had a very short conversation for 5 minutes. You know what they said to me? Now I understand. You don't know my story, old boy. Listen to me. If you really want to see how effective I can be in opposition, I can remove myself from this mic, go behind the curtains like I did in the Elizabeth by-election, and you will see the strength of Garth Roseborough. I'm not asking you these things. I have kept myself neutral. I've kept myself honest. I'm telling you what I'm observing. But once again, if you feel as if there's going to be an issue with me just simply sharing the truth with you, I can find agents to do it for me. You want me to do that?
Let me take a telephone call before we get out of here because I don't like nobody trying to cuss me and see.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't be into that, man. I don't be into that.
I ain't come here to force no fight.
I have proven to you and I've shown you over the years, very transparent. I didn't try to run for the FNM chairmanship in the dark. This is a very prestigious position. I supported the Free National Movement at the time. I'm very transparent. I moved away from that position. I don't support the FNM. I don't support the PLP. I don't support the COI. I don't support the DNA. I support nationalism.
That's me.
For growth and development in this country.
That's me.
And all of my conversations pulls back to realignment and righteous foundation. That's what I want to do.
That's what I want. That's what I deserve.
And you can fight me to say, I don't like someone, I don't like someone. There's one person I like, and my wife. And because I need that, I need that little thing.
I have you give me a little bit of laughter.
Jesus.
Because I was about to leave out of here.
I need the little thing.
And go behind the curtain and open my office.
Praise God. I just wanted to. I can need that. Yeah. Even though we can row, I got to say, sorry for that, baby.
I ain't want to row today.
Kiss on the elbow a couple times and give God praise.
Yeah. You just need a little cooler.
Yeah, you just need a little cooler.
Yeah, you got to need it.
Who I like and don't like. I only got one wife and 4 children.
They won't route.
I got to take care of them. And I got to be honest with this time that I got.
When these people is being powered, they don't give me nothing. I ain't asking you for nothing. So what y'all mad at me for? I ain't going to get nothing.
Let's take this next telephone call. Call, you got 28 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I ain't going to take all of that, Howard. It's all about being a nationalist, I was saying, but I say hungry, right? I ain't meaning physical. I mean the same thing what you meaning, right?
Yeah.
And to show you, right, when you're hungry enough, you listen to the Bahamian people. If they tell you it's a burden on them, if they tell you to deal with certain things, the what? Nothing personal. We're talking collectively as a Bahamian people to make this country better. Take the what off the medicine. Take this. Do that. Punish people who do wrong. Bring external forces in here to deal with the police force for what embarrassment we going through. Things like that. If you're so hungry enough, talk about him climbing. Yeah, see, enough is enough. Right now, Brave Davis, him as the leader of the prime minister of the country, is off the table. We cannot underestimate the Bahamian people.
You understand?
I like
you
it.
You would have to wait till election day or whatsoever to understand how the Bahamian people feel. Right now, they might be quiet, all right? But the Bahamian people is upset because, guess what? We have leaders, them who just do. See, yeah, he proved to the world and he had something to prove. That's for them who didn't believe that he couldn't travel. I never believed that. I always supported him, okay? He done travel till he even made a lot of us who supported him, man.
See?
Different things, and the hospital need this, the hospital need that. We expected better out of Brave Davis. So for now, he's off the table. We love Brave Davis. He's a good man. But we want him all out of our business, him and his whole crew.
I agree with this.
Mitchell, them.
I appreciate you, Papa. Thank you so very kindly. He says, Howard, just read this text. He says, it's sad that many FNMs are disillusioned with the fact that the FNM is not ready. Coming from an FNM, get out of your own way. Get these 10,000 candidates out of one constituency and execute. This is a text of people text.
If they want support,
they
got to prepare themselves to receive support. That's all I'm saying. That's the short of it, but they won't get mad and angry. Let's make this election happen.
Well, I appreciate the telephone calls. I appreciate the contribution. I appreciate your pushbacks. I appreciate your convictions. I appreciate your steadfast posture, but you know that you've met conviction with conviction. And I think that that's where we spark good conversation. I want to thank you so much for your contribution today. And I want to thank you so much for being able to talk about these things. I want you to use your telephone as you used to call me and call Hubert Ingram and tell him the same thing. You tell me, amen? Praise God. It's a great conversation today. Thank you guys so much for these being able to jam like this. Let's continue it tomorrow right here on The Foundation.
Foundation. Foundation.